you're a relatively well-traveled individual.
Seasoned, I like to call.
Yes. So I've been around most of the United States, but my international travels include very little. Canada, barely. Mexico, extensively. And Bosnia. So I don't have a whole lot to offer here, but I think you can probably understand where we're going with this. All right. So this is the 10 examples of confusing etiquette in other countries. So again, what we do here is maybe not always perceived or received as well in other places, and vice versa. Okay, so spitting. Let's start with spitting, Pat. Spitting, generally in the United States, frowned upon, yes?
I mean, unless you got a bug in your mouth.
Or if you're a professional ball player, while you're grabbing your crotch, spitting, no big deal.
Well, you got a huckaloo, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, the Maasai tribe in eastern Central Africa, completely different way of looking at spit. They spit at each other in the same way we shake hands.
Sure, sure.
As a matter of fact, they spit on their hands before shaking just in case they forget to spit on each other later. Now that, my friend, is a unique custom.
That's how to seal the deal, my friend. Seal the deal.
What about slurping? Generally regarded as I drink my coffee.
Yep.
Slurping soup in public, definitely a no-no. In Asian countries, though, such as China and Japan, slurping super noodles often seen as high praise. I've heard the same about belching.
Yeah,
in Asian countries.
You can't leave the table. That means job well done, chef.
I don't know how they feel about the back door salute, but the front door salute, a little belch, apparently is thumbs up. Slurping apparently also a good. You give it the old
slurpy soup.
Oh, it's so good. It's delicious. Or however they say that. Thank you very much. Number 8 on the list, sticking out your tongue. In many countries, sticking out your tongue is usually accompanied by the phrase, na-na-na-na, na-na, like the United States.
Na-na-na-na.
In Italy, you can be fined for insulting behavior for doing it. It's not illegal in India, but sticking out your tongue is negative and regarded as a sign of unbelievable anger. So you have to really be bent out of shape, where it's more of a sort of not a big deal here.
The Italians have some unique ways to flip people off too. Flick, you know, you flick the tooth, you kind of give the under the chin.
Forget about it. Yeah. And then there's New Caledonia. Same gesture indicates a wish for wisdom and energy. In Tibet, sticking out one's tongue is seen as the respectful thing to do when greeting someone. Oh, thank you very much, Tibet.
It's good to know.
Number 7 on the list, flowers. Flowers, an all-purpose gift, by the way. Valentine's Day right around the corner. It is weird that they are hand-in-hand with major events like weddings. They are also hand-in-hand with major events like funerals, which some people would say are very closely connected. Carnations are a common cemetery decoration in Germany and France. To give someone a bouquet of white flowers in China or a carnation in France is interpreted as saying drop dead. Also, of course, you can send them a fish in newspaper, which is another sign.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want
Luca Brasi
that to happen.
Yellow flowers represent hate in Russia and Iran. Purple flowers are bad luck in Italy and Brazil. Red flowers, rose especially, intended only to express romantic interest in Germany and Italy. In the Czech Republic, flowers in general are seen as romantic gifts. In some countries, like France and Armenia, an even number of flowers is for joyous occasion, odd numbers for grieving. That would be a good clarification. Like, if you send me 13, it's a bad day. You send me 14 roses, a good thing.
I mean, do you get confused if you're having a bad day or a good day? You need me to remind you about how many carnations, how many roses?
No, I know what you're wishing me, though, if you send me odd or even. Number 6 on the list, cleaning your plate. Well, of course, that's a good one, right? In the Philippines, North Africa, and some regions of China, the host will put more food on your plate once it's clean. Even this requires a little game in North Africa. The host offers more. The guest says no. The host offers again. The guest says no again. Host offers one more time. The guest finally agrees. That's like my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
When you go to Roses,
you eat it all.
Forget
Lick
about
the plate.
It.
Lick the plate, in fact.
Number 5, doggy bags. Doggy bags can trace their origins back to ancient China. When you're on a date, do you take a doggy bag if you have extra food? Or do you think differently at all?
If she doesn't finish her meal, that's it. Done. I have nothing else to talk about.
You look down on her, she doesn't finish her meal.
She's got to finish her meal. Come on. What are you talking about? What kind of a woman doesn't finish her meal?
Whenever someone had friends over for dinner in ancient Rome, they gave the guests a fine cloth napkin in which to take home fruit. So, old school origins.
Do you have to bring the fine cloth napkin back?
I don't know about that. My grandmother always made me bring back the Tupperware. Her deal was, look, if you don't bring it back, you don't get any more leftovers. She's very sensitive
so
about her
she
Tupperware.
She had one Tupperware deal. And
believe me, I made sure to get the Tupperware back to her because I wanted it filled up. I've done that with you. I've sent home manicotti. And then one time it took you a whole year to bring it back to me.
It's a great dish.
Must be a great dish. Yeah.
I mean, I've done things to that dish. I've never done to any dishes since.
Matty T, I'm never cooking you dinner, buddy, because I don't want you to ever leave
me. Thank you.
Pat, last time I made Pat dinner, he left me for a year.
Trust me, yeah, you are thanking him, Matty T, if you know what I mean.
Number four on the list, tipping. You know, there's. I told you recently about the deal where there's a restaurant out west where they're skipping the tipping.
Skip the tip.
And they're just raising the rates. I don't like it. Japan, light years ahead. Japanese are so unaccustomed to tipping that doing so tends to result in confusion. The server wonders, why am I being given extra money? I'll tell you what I did the other day, and this is something I'd like to see more often. There's been a big debate about minimum wage in the United States, especially related to fast food workers. The other night, I'm going through a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Arigato.
And I got myself a couple of chalupas and a taco, too. And the woman was so pleasant who was taking my order at the Wendy's that when I got to the window, my $10 tab resulted in a $20 payment to her. And you know what she did with that $10? She stuffed it in her bra.
Sounds like a classy
lady.
She
appreciated it.
Sounds like a classy
lady. She appreciated it. You know what? Drop somebody a $10 tip at a Burger King, a McDonald's, or better yet, a Wendy's soon, and see if they don't treat you like royalty.
I'll take your word for it, Bob.
Number three on the list, eating with your hands. I love eating at places where you can eat like a caveman. You know, the Dixie Stampede, Matty T, you know they don't serve utensils. It's great.
Yep.
They got soup. You got to just pour the soup in your mouth. You're eating a piece of big thing of chicken, roasted chicken with your hands. I love it.
The lady said they didn't have silverware back then, but I said, oh, but they have Pepsi products.
Great point.
That's right.
I think that's from Cable Guy, isn't it?
Oh, did I steal it from that?
It isn't necessarily impolite in Mexico to eat a taco or a burrito with a knife and fork, but it is generally frowned upon. Yes, good point. In many countries like India, eating food by hand is the only way to go. They see this as the most natural way to eat and the least violent. The first prime minister of India was once joked, eating with a fork and knife is like making love through an interpreter.
It's a very good point. You got to feel your food. You got to rub your food. You got to massage it down.
I don't want you touching my food. Number two, being on time. One of my great pet peeves. When I was in college, if I could not make my 8 o'clock class on time, I didn't go. I usually got there at 7:45, and you knew who was in there with me? Nobody.
Good for you.
I'm an early riser, early arriver. That's me. What did Nolan say? If you're on time, were you early or were you late?
Killing it with a sludgehammer.
No, he said if you're on time, you're late.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yeah,
Nolan
good.
Richardson.
In Tanzania, arriving to a function on time is disrespectful. All of the polite, well-mannered guests show up 15 to 30 minutes late,
or
fashionably.
Society arrives late, my man.
You come to my house early, except for when I'm throwing a party. If I'm throwing a party, I want you there 10 to 15 minutes after I give you the arrival time. If the arrival time is 6 o'clock, don't show up at 5:58. I need you there at 6:10. Because my wife is still doing her makeup. And maybe she's having to touch up my makeup, too. And number one, last but not least, compliments. It isn't always easy to break the ice when meeting a new person. I hate compliments. You know me, Ma. Ma, I hate compliments. I hate them.
Yeah, you do.
Such compliments are unwise in the Middle East as well as in African countries like Nigeria and Senegal. In those countries, complimenting an item is easily interpreted as a wistful desire for said item. So they see it as you wanting to take that item from them. So they don't, hey, nice sweater. Hey,
don't
nice UCA shirt.
Don't you touch it.
Nice pants. Trust me, if there's one thing I don't want to steal, it's your pants. Luckily, we live in the United States and you understand that. So there you go. There's your top 10.
I told a guy once that his menorah was a cool hat. He didn't take it the right way.
Did he think you wanted it?
He thought I was trying to steal it from him.
Matt, a menorah as a hat?
Matt, you can't.
Wait,
get your
which
own.
One's the little hat?
That the folks of the Jewish religion wear?
Yes. The menorah is like the candle.
That's a yarmulke.
That's what I'm
talking about. You wear candles in your head?
It's evening Christmas. Wow, I was like, I didn't put two and three together there, but whatever it was, it didn't add up.
Either way, I just saw him and I said, hey, cool hat, dude.
I don't think of. I don't think it's one size fits all, though, Matt. You probably got to go get sized up and everything.
I need a brim on mine to block the sun.
Yeah, you do.
Kev says on Keithley's Service Coming Live fan feedback, tipping. So what if you're that lucky McDonald's customer who's chosen to pay with a hug? How do you tip the cashier? Oh, buddy, you know how. A little grab of the hoo-hoo.
I don't know. Have you seen some of these chicks? I don't know if I want to be hugging up on them.
Well, that was a one-day deal and it's over, so move on. Now you got to pay with cash to get back at the Golden Arches, so move along.
Yeah,
Lynn.
But it's still hashtag make it smile.
Lynn and Sherwood, how are the kids in this generation that become doctors and lawyers going to be able to put a signature that you can't read on a prescription or legal document if they can't do cursive? Good point. They got to really scribble their print.
no more breakdancing for my meal. Is that what you're telling me?
Right. Scott and Hunt, I believe in 2 years, the Seattle OC will be coaching in New England. There's your conspiracy. That would be funny.
That who? Oh, Seattle OC.
The Seattle OC will be coaching in New England.
All right, with decisions like that.
When we come back, key three. My bad. I apologize. I totally skipped right over. That was supposed to be first in the segment, but I was so excited about my top 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just
incredibly enlightening.
Oh, it was. Well, you didn't even get to the good stuff. The France, the kiss. You know, you got a kiss in France, the bow in Japan.
What is that?
It's very odd. Well, in Japan,
what's
you
know,
the you
kiss? Give a bow. Well, that's a European thing, right? Where they kiss both cheeks?
Eh, not all. You want to be kissing an Englishman like that?
I want to kiss an Italian woman like that because her beard will scratch all the dead skin off my cheeks.
Scruffy. All right, I got to go yes. Take the ones, twos, threes, and get ready for when we get back.
All right, key
we're going to lay it out for you girls and boys.
Very good. We are on the UCA campus. We've got to talk about the upcoming basketball game tonight, the number two scoring offense in all the land. The Demons come calling against a Central Arkansas defense that has struggled statistically this season. We'll get the breakdown later. 11:47, you're in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Hey, glad you can make it. Cause I'm on my way to see her. So tell me.